they're really very concerned about General Sisi's longevity. Frankly speaking, General Sisi, who rules Egypt, was installed in large part by us against the Muslim Brotherhood, which is led by Mr. Erdogan in Turkey, a man named Morsi had led to victory in Egypt. And we decided that it was not in the interest of the United States, Israel, and the West for a member of the Muslim Brotherhood to rule Egypt.
Let me just stop you for a second. When you say led to victory, you mean he won an election.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And we were unhappy with the outcome. And ultimately, there was a coup for all intents and purposes, subsequently validated or legitimated in the future by another election that obviously was tainted. But the bottom line is that we got what we thought we wanted, and we have bankrolled General Sisi and his regime. Without the money that pours into Egypt, not only would there be general unrest, but he'd have difficulty paying his armed forces, particularly the army. He's not the only one. That's also true for King Abdullah in Jordan. But right now, his position in Egypt, that is Sisi's, is very fragile. And the public, the millions of people who live in that country, it's almost 100 million people, are desperately unhappy at the failure of Egypt and the other Arab states to raise any hand whatsoever against Israel in view of its mass murder and expulsion campaign in Gaza. So I think that they're worried that he could be removed. You get a new government that is probably either the Muslim Brotherhood or close to it, and then the Suez Canal falls into the hands of people who are ostensibly enemies of Israel, the United States, and the West. And so there is some thinking going on about intervening in Egypt to seize the canal.